How are you going to celebrate the Day of the Straws? The artist Marie Brett came upon a strange tale while she was researching the social history surrounding the 1832 cholera epidemic. It involved the appearance of the Virgin Mary in Charleville Church and an odd sort of contagion. Soon the artist's research was spreading rapidly, taking in supernatural phenomena, oral traditions, and incorporating a wide range of contributors, including artists, writers, folk historians, fortune tellers, healers, and indeed the archdruid of the tribe of the Oak, as Marie Brett told Culture Files' Rachel Andrews.
Some people say, oh, sure, it never happened at all. And other people feel, no, it definitely did happen. There's kind of evidence in Charleville where it was located in County Cork. My name's Marie Brett. I'm a visual artist. So what happened was that there's a vision of the Virgin Mary in the church in Charleville. And what she said was that in order to protect yourself from cholera, what you need to do is take the ashes from under my feet and take them to four households. And those four households then to take them to another four and another four and make this huge chain. So it was this sense of she was offering a kind of a magical protective force, really, through the material of the ash. And then as it passed through the land, the ash was changed for turf. Some people use stone and some people use straw. But what's really amazing is way back, this is in 1830s, within a week, the materials had passed through the whole of the island. And so it's this amazing, I suppose, some people see it as a myth and others feel very firmly, no, this is a piece of social history. Because it was pre-famine, there's this challenge of it not being kind of recorded in, it's like being lost through oral history because it isn't recorded in word. But I suppose the sense of it, in terms of when I brought it to people to think of it through making a new artwork about this story, was there's this immense sense of hope and a need for protection, a need for believing beyond the understandable and protecting themselves and their families and then the whole of the country by raging across the country in a week in this huge chain of materiality. So I thought it's fascinating. I love the story. It was when Cork Midsummer asked me to consider ideas. And if I'm really honest, I didn't want to kind of make a work that was about the pandemic. I didn't feel equipped or able, and we were all under lockdown. And that wasn't on my mind, but I did really want to do something that had come up in cultural law. So you know how in Ireland there's this long, deep chain of supernatural kind of engagement, but it's very much embedded in the country, but it's not spoken about very openly necessarily. And so people were beginning to share with me their cultural law to do with I suppose things that were more ethereal and unknown, and some people would call it magical, some people would call it to do with faith. So I was doing a lot of research, particularly about this in cultural law in terms of more esoterical or supernatural elements, and came across the Day of the Straws story. And then I thought, oh, this is one of those moments, this is amazing. And then thought, okay, I really need to think about this because it really ties one pandemic to another.
My name is Ellen Everett Hopman, and I'm an author. I live in Massachusetts, USA, and I'm also a druid, and I'm also an herbalist. I read from one of my books, The Sacred Herbs of Samhain, because I had a ritual in there for the Morrigan. And when I thought about, it was last spring, and we thought it was the worst time of the pandemic, but actually right now in the United States, it's even worse. As druids, as pagans, we honor all aspects of life, including death. Death is something to be respected and honored, and that's what we do at Samhain. We have rituals for that. We honor the ancestors. So I was thinking, there's all this death happening. What would be the most appropriate approach from a druidic point of view? And so I shared a ritual for the Morrigan. And of course, she's a death goddess, but she's also a warrior goddess. And, the pandemic was just beginning and people were in a state of fear, panic. And it felt to me like what people needed was courage and strength, you know, to fight what was coming. So that just seemed the appropriate thing to share at that time.
Goddess at Samhain. The Celtic goddess most associated with Samhain is the Morrigan, from Old Irish mor, or great, and rigan, or queen. She's a triple deity, which in Indo-European thinking always means a high goddess or god. Her three aspects.
What I did was start with the Day of the Straws story and ask people, what does this evoke for you? And so some people then would talk about their spirituality or their religion. Other people would talk about their scholarship and their studies. And then it was, and we'd have a kind of a conversation. And then it was to say, with some people, they felt happy to have a video chat and have that recorded. Or with other people, they said, no, I'd like to go away and write a piece, or I have a piece of writing that is exactly what we're talking about here. Can I gift that in? Other people, and it was all needing to be online. So that was totally new for me. I'd be used to kind of meeting with people and doing recordings that way. So I suppose it was like looking for a connection and an openness in terms of contributing into an artwork, and knowing that a small part of what people contributed would then be in some way edited and combined and reimagined into a bigger piece of work, and having an openness to that. It offers a landscape of Ireland's COVID pandemic kind of lived life experience. And maybe it's that kind of lived life, grassroots, very much on the ground from very disparate sources. And then thinking, how does this then relate to this pandemic experience? As well as that, it's reassessing kind of the value of Irish cultural law. So it's looking at what's deeply embedded in Ireland and kind of reassessing and rethinking this immense kind of strength that might be a little more hidden. And then thinking, how does this then relate to this pandemic experience?
The harp and voice of Aisling Irwin there, and you heard also from the artist Marie Brett, as well as the aforementioned Archdruid of the Tribe of the Oak. Rachel Andrews was the reporter. Sirius Arts Centre in Cove is hosting a series of online events inspired by the Day of the Straws, including tomorrow evening a talk by the aforementioned Archdruid of the Tribe of the Oak. The Day of the Straws digital art project is now live and can be viewed at dayofthestraws.ie.